There are differences in safety between the agents, and that's worth noting. And when you have placebo-controlled trials, you can really look between treatment and placebo and determine whether there is an excess of certain adverse events. And in the case of apalutamide and enzalutamide, a few things are worth noting as excess in the treatment arms, meaning appear to be causally related to apalutamide and enzalutamide. Those include fatigue, greater risk for falls and fractures, and then there's some differences between the agents, but hypertension, cardiovascular events, rash, fallout as side effects of one or other of those agents. Darolutamide, in contrast, based on the ARAMIS study, does appear to have a more favorable safety profile, again, being very careful to point out that these are not head-to-head comparisons. But with darolutamide, there is more fatigue, but there does not appear to be any excess risk for falls, fractures, cognitive deterioration, or seizures. So there may be some meaningful tolerability advantages to darolutamide over the other agents.
Just out of curiosity, I know you participated in that study, but have you participated in any trials that were placebo-controlled where you were using either enzalutamide or apalutamide? And if so, do you think you could tell whether they were being treated?
In some cases, yes. I mean, there were patients who clearly developed problems or issues that when, you know, the unblinding occurred later, you weren't surprised to learn that they were on the investigational agent. In the ARAMIS study of darolutamide, I think it's much more difficult to tell. I was hard-pressed to put my nickel down and guess whether the patient was on placebo or darolutamide. So you can take that for what it's worth from a single investigator's impression.
So when you talk about, for example, excess falls, from an absolute number, are you talking about a couple percent or what's the difference?
The rates of falls and fractures were relatively low. Now realize these are not structured interviews. These were, you know, traditional adverse event reporting, which, you know, could underestimate the true occurrence of these events, as would be the case in any trial. The rates were in the mid-single digits, and they were approximately doubled in the case of apalutamide and enzalutamide. So you about doubled the rates of falls and fractures. Not all of those fractures were of major clinical significance, but it does give you this sense that there are these some adverse events occurring at greater frequency due to treatment with either apalutamide or enzalutamide. And that probably compounds some of the issues that we've been concerned about for a long time as side effects of chronic androgen deprivation therapy, which is these, you know, sort of foundational treatment of all of these patients.